feasibility cohort randomized controlled trial. I would like to highlight that the principal investigator of the study is Dr. Abhishek Abhishek. So the aim of the study is to test the feasibility of conducting a cohort RCT of a nurse-led complex interventions for the management of knee pain due to osteoarthritis. The study objectives are to develop the intervention and to develop a non-pharmacological package, to determine the pharmacological treatment sequence, to develop a training package to train the nurse to give the intervention, to evaluate fidelity of delivery of a non-pharmacological package of care, which will be the focus, to assess the acceptability of the intervention from patients and nurses, and to assess the feasibility of progressing to a full cohort randomized controlled trial. This is the study flowchart, so which consists of two stages, which is the development phase and the feasibility RCT. We have already developed the intervention, we developed the training package for the nurses and trained the research nurse, and now we're in the stage of testing the fidelity and conducting interview studies. The next stage, and based on the findings from the package development phase, we're going to further refine the intervention and progress to a feasibility RCT, where three groups will be randomized, group A, B, or C. Group A will receive non-pharmacological treatment for 13 weeks, and then we're going to add pharmacological treatment for further 13 weeks. Group B will receive first the pharmacological treatment for 13 weeks, and then we're going to add the non-pharmacological package of care for further 13 weeks, so in total 26 weeks. And Group C will comprise usual care, which is the GP care. I would like to highlight that the Group C will not know what Groups A and B consist of. The recruitment source is the Investigating and Musculoskeletal Health and Well-Being questionnaire, where we're going to identify a group of patients with self-reported knee pain and will comprise the cohort. So this is the package of care, which is based on the National Institute for Healthcare Excellence guidelines, comprising of non-pharmacological treatments, education, advice, exercise, or other any other adjunctive management, comprising of self-management for their knee pain. And the pharmacological treatment, starting from topical non-steroidal inflammatory drugs, and then based on the findings, depending on the knee pain progress, we're going to add paracetamol, oral non-steroidal inflammatory drugs, or codeine phosphate, as on an analgesic ladder. Here is the nurse training program, which consists of 8 sessions over a 3-month period, and 2 rheumatologists and 1 physiotherapist contributed to the development of the program. And as this is a complex package intervention, and we would like to identify which components are the active ones, and we would like to test if the package has been delivered as planned or as intended. This is the fidelity. Now, there have been multiple methods for assessing fidelity. One of them is audio recordings, video recordings, direct observations, and self-reported checklists. Here are the advantages and disadvantages for each method. Now, for the audio recordings, the pros is that we have objective evaluation and we can listen to the previous visits. However, one disadvantage is that it's slightly obtrusive. For video recordings, the same advantages as audio recordings, plus that we can evaluate any nonverbal communication, so we can see any previous visits. However, it's more obtrusive and more costly as it requires more equipment. For the provider self-report checklist, that cues the providers to implement treatment with high fidelity and allows comparison with other methods, and is also inexpensive. However, providers may rate themselves more adherent. Now, the final one, direct observation, are more accurate than self-reported, however, less accurate than video recordings, and practitioner might feel action so they can develop reactivity effects. So I would like to thank you and introduce to you Amy. She will continue with the presentation.
Okay, so I'm just going to talk to you about how we're going to be assessing the fidelity of the intervention delivery within this knee pain study. So first of all, this is going to be taking place during the development phase of the study. So we're first going to be recruiting between 15 and 20 participants who self-report knee pain due to osteoarthritis. So this is knee pain that's present on most days in the previous month and has been occurring for more than 3 months. They're going to be invited to take part in 4 face-to-face sessions with a trained research nurse over a period of 5 weeks to receive the non-pharmacological package of care only. So we're going to be assessing fidelity in 2 ways. The first is that the research nurse will be self-reporting their fidelity by completing a fidelity checklist, whereby they report the components that they have covered within each session, within each treatment session. And then on top of this, we'll also be video recording each session. These video recordings will then be independently scored by 2 assessors, using the same fidelity checklist as that used by the nurse. So this is an example of the fidelity, or an excerpt rather, from the fidelity checklist that we're going to be using. So it covers all of the components that the nurse must deliver within each treatment session. And they're broken down into some key categories. So this includes materials given to the participant, an introduction to the session, the nurse's assessment of the participant's osteoarthritis, their knee pain, the education and exercises that the nurse will give to the patients, anything around weight loss if it's required, any adjunct treatments, and then a review and planning section. So as you can see down the left, the components are all here. And then the independent raters and the nurse can check off whether each component was done, not done, or partially done, or whether it's not applicable. So if something like, if someone doesn't need to lose weight, then that section obviously won't be covered. Something where it might be partially done could be that the exercise and activity diary is given to a participant, or it's not fully explained or not explained at all to a participant. So once all the fidelity checklists have been completed, we'll then be able to score each session based on whether each component was done, not done, or partially done. So each component's given its own score. We can then calculate an overall fidelity score for each session as a percentage of the components that were covered within that session. We can also look at a fidelity score for each main area of the treatment sessions. We can see what degree of fidelity, like the exercises, were delivered compared to the education areas. There will also then be looking at the level of agreement between the nurse's self-reported checklist and the independent checklist, and as well as inter-rater reliability, to see the level of agreement between the 2 raters in rating the fidelity of each session. So on top of this, to assess the feasibility of conducting this package of care, we're going to be undertaking semi-structured interviews with both the research nurse and the participants at the end of their study visits. So while this primarily is looking to understand the acceptability of the package of care, it's also, particularly the nurse interviews, we think will help us to understand factors that may have influenced the fidelity of the intervention delivery. So this might be things such as nurses' confidence in delivering particular aspects of the interventions, patients' ability to understand particular aspects of the intervention, the appropriateness of the research of the intervention setting, for example. And so these findings will be used alongside the fidelity score to lead to any further refinements to either the nurse's training package or the package of care wherever necessary. And so any changes will then be made in advancement of the next phase of the study, which will be to assess the feasibility of delivering both the full package of care, including the pharmacological treatment, in a feasibility cohort randomised control trial. So just acknowledgement to the fellow investigators of the study, in particular thanks to Dr. Michelle Hall, Professor Michael Doherty, Roshan Desner, and David Walsh for their input into the protocol. Thanks for listening, and if you have any questions, then I'd be happy to take them. Yes, keep this on.
Abhishek, the principal, can answer. together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, well, we've had, therefore, the presentations from the five themes. And as you know, in the BRC, there is a cross-cutting theme of imaging across all the BRCs, not just across this BRC, across all the BRCs is imaging. And of course, all the themes, in a sense, cross-cut with each other, as you've hopefully seen through the presentations today. But we're going to finish up with the presentations from the